Tell me first about this group that you're a member of, NARCOA.
I'm actually not a member of NARCOA.
Okay, but go, keep going.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah. Oh, keep going.
So I'm not a member of NARCOA, but these individuals have been kind of journeying in, all across North America, having different trips, and is really great about these guys is that they are all very passionate collectors of cars that they call these little single digit horsepower little vehicles that were basically the lifeline of a railroad at one point. And you know, they could be referred to as speeders, as plat-plats, as motor cars. But yeah, it's interesting to see that there is a group in North America wholly devoted to this.
So these putt-putts, motor cars, speeders, they're still used, I take it, to move track crews up and down the crew without having to put on a whole train. Is that right?
You know what? Actually, they used to be. Not so much anymore. Right now, we are in the age of what's called a high rail, which is a truck that is outfitted with hydraulic wheel sets. And these wheel sets go up and down, and a truck can go to any railroad crossing and line itself up, and then it is able to traverse down the rails, thus eliminating the need for the speeders.
So they're not being allowed to fade into history and obscurity by people like NARCOA.
That happened probably about, let's say, 20 years ago now. There was, you know, as they started modernizing and realized that it was more cost effective to just send a vehicle that was outfitted for the rails, then, yeah, eventually motor cars were just eliminated. They weren't making them anymore, and they're done.
I know they've got one on display, or they're going to have one on display shortly in Smooth Rock Falls.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what's your connection? Are you just a railroad enthusiast? Do you work on a railroad?
No, I am an enthusiast. I've been following the Ontario Northland religiously for the last 23 years. I've got to make a lot of friends there, both on Oak Street and right down on the ground. And Ontario Northland was a very important place to me during my childhood. And I've always, you know, kind of held a special place in my heart. So that explains my kind of connection with Ontario Northland. And, you know, we were able to team up on a couple of projects over the years and stuff like that. When NARCOA was approaching Ontario Northland, I would say over the last few years on doing different expeditions along certain sections of Ontario Northland, I, of course, along with many other railway enthusiasts, both local and abroad, are interested in capturing photos of these historical pieces of equipment running up tracks that we're familiar with.
Why was UNR so important to you as a child?
Well, you know what? I was a complicated kid, and there were some employees who my dad kind of introduced me to them, and these guys just kind of, you know, took me under the wing, showed me everything about the operations of locomotives and how things work in the yard. And as time went on, you start meeting more people and stuff like that. And like, this was of no benefit to these guys. They just wanted to show me how things go. And you know, it felt special to me that these guys were going out of their way just to kind of show me around and show me stuff that interested me, you know, because, you know, they figured I wanted to know.
Do you now, or have you ever worked for Ontario Northland?
I never have. When I was out of high school, I had a series of jobs that just weren't railroad related at the time. And I now run a homelessness program at the Friendship Center. I've been here for 14 years now. And the opportunities I've never thought of.
Are you going to be on this excursion?
I won't be on the excursion, but I am gonna try and catch it trackside at some point when they do get closer to Cochrane. I got a few friends along the way that'll likely give me like a heads up, and so I'll plan my time accordingly. Unfortunately, I don't get that much time off at this time, but yeah, definitely, I'm gonna be there at some point.
Have you ever been on one of these excursions?
I've never been on an excursion, but the fact is that the folks that do own these cars, like each car is owned by a person or a couple or whoever or a little company or whatever. And when they pull into every stop, like they take little breaks and stuff like that, because top speed, I believe, is like 20 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour. And so they do take breaks. So when they take a break and somebody's there, they're always open to a conversation. They're always open to show you the cars and stuff like that. So they're really like they're used to talking to the general public, which is nice.
Have you ever had a ride on one of these?
Never
Okay, maybe this time.
have. Maybe, but yeah, no, I love photographing it. I love and that's why I don't ride often on much of anything, because I'm usually on the side of the tracks getting pictures, right? And but yeah, if somebody said, hey, come on up for a ride, I do it.
Hint, hint.
Hint, exactly. Wink, hint, hint.
Okay, so they're leaving North Bay on Sunday and then heading back to North Bay next Thursday. There's a bit of a gap. I don't know if you can help me fill it in, but it says Monday. Let's see, where is that? Okay, leaving North Bay Sunday, leaving New Liskeard Monday, and then oh, leaving.
And
Okay,
then
okay, and then
going.
leaving Rouyn-Noranda. Okay, no, there's no gap in there. I was reading it wrong. Sorry. So they'll go from
Happened.
North Bay to New Liskeard on day one, then to Rouyn-Noranda. A lot of people don't realize or don't remember that ONR runs into northwestern Quebec.
They do.
And then, on Tuesday, they'll go into Cochrane.
And then they'll stay overnight, turn around, and start heading back south.
Okay, good. That straightens it out. Anything else you want to tell me about this excursion or about the motor cars or anything?
Well, you know what? Tell all your listeners to stay on Facebook. I'm sure there'll be lots of pictures captured of this excursion coming up north. We really encourage people to come out and see them. Just wave along the tracks, be safe about it, and yeah, they'll be happy to see you. And they love it to see people come out and wave them along the way. So whether you're North Bay or even along the tracks at Temagami, New Liskeard, all the way out to Rouyn, and all the way up to Cochrane, wherever you are, keep it on social media, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to see that to see these little historic pieces of equipment racing down your track.
Yeah, even if you see them, if you're driving along the highway that's parallel to the tracks and you see them, I think that would be a treat. And riding one of these, that distance, sounds amazing. I would love to hear some of the stories about things that they see along the way, and, in terms of wildlife and whatever else. That would be
Oh, wow. Yeah, time. Yeah, drop down, see these guys.
yeah.
Get some interviews with them, because like I say, these guys are all over North America. I'm sure they've seen everything, and you could probably do a documentary on it. It's these are great people, and they sink all this money into these machines, simply out of love, right? And then they have this organization that they're all part of, who goes out and actually talks to railroads, so they're actually allowed to run on their rails. Like Ontario Northland's been doing this for, I would say, probably 6 or 7 years now. And some years they skip because of COVID and stuff like that. But ordinarily, they started in the early, no, probably longer. Yeah, no, I think about almost 20 years, because I remember in the early 2000s they actually had a Cochrane to Moosonee run. And that was interesting, and it was like later in the year, and yeah, it was an adventure. And what they did was they put all their cars on in Cochrane, and they headed up to Moosonee.
Do you know how many cars are participating this time?
It's hard to say. Some can make it, some can't. If I had to guess, I would say 15, between 15 and 20.
So you're probably talking 20 or 30 people.
Yeah, probably. Yep. Yeah.